This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. officials say an active-duty sailor opened fire on three people at the Pearl Harbor shipyard in Hawaii Wednesday before taking his own life.
I can confirm that there were three shooting victims. We have confirmed that two are deceased. One is in stable condition in a local hospital.
Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick said the victims are all civilian Defense Department workers. The motive for the shooting attack is unclear. The shooting occurred just days before the 78th anniversary of the December 7th Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that drew the United States into World War II. Three U.S. constitutional scholars told Congress Wednesday that President Donald Trump committed impeachable offenses by pushing Ukraine to open investigations to benefit him politically. The Judiciary Panel's hearing was the next step in the House Democrats' effort to impeach Trump, only the fourth time in the country's history that a U.S. leader has faced a formal impeachment proceeding. Congressman Doug Collins is the lead Republican on the Judiciary Panel.
It couldn't be any more frustrating than those of us who went through law school and just heard on and on and on about things that are hypothetical, may not have happened, or what didn't happen. What we saw today was a complete lack of anything from this committee on how we move forward with this impeachment inquiry.
The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives could, on a simple majority vote, impeach Mr. Trump before leaving on Christmas week recess at the end of the month, setting up a trial next month in the Republican-majority Senate, where a two-thirds majority vote would be needed for a conviction to remove the president from office. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A private survey finds there was weak job growth last month here in the U.S. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Payroll processor ADP says 67,000 jobs were added in November, barely half the gain in October. Manufacturers, construction, and mining companies cut a combined 18,000 jobs. Companies with fewer than 20 employees also slashed payrolls. It's not clear if this is a trend, but if it continues, the jobless rate could rise from its currently very low level of 3.6%. The ADP data wasn't affected by the strike at General Motors. The return of workers is expected to increase job gains in the government report. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Residents of the Pacific Island nation of Samoa shut themselves in their homes as the government launched a massive vaccination drive to contain a measles epidemic that has killed 62 people since October. Government ordered all schools and businesses to shut down for 2 days beginning Thursday. Teams of health workers are going door-to-door in the nation of 200,000 people to administer the vaccines. Residents were asked to hang a red flag on their houses to signify if they needed to be vaccinated. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting the Trump administration tightening the rules for food stamp recipients, which will take hundreds of thousands of people off the program.
The Trump administration's implementing new rules for food stamps that will remove an estimated 700,000 Americans from the food assistance program. The Department of Agriculture is tightening work requirements for food stamp recipients, limiting states from providing waivers for certain adults who are unable to meet the requirement that they work at least 20 hours a week to qualify for SNAP benefits. Secretary Sonny Perdue says this will help move people from welfare to work and save more than $5 billion over 5 years. But advocates for the poor, like the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, say job training and a higher minimum wage would be a better way to get people off of food stamps. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. officials say an American warship seized a significant cache of what is thought to be Iranian missile parts headed to insurgents in Yemen. Authorities say Navy and Coast Guard members boarded a small boat in the Northern Arabian Sea last Wednesday, seizing the weapons. The components have been linked to Iran. Washington has long accused Iran of smuggling arms to Houthi rebels who have been fighting the government in Yemen for 4 years. The weapons are now being stored on the U.S. warship. And for details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.